Today we're building a stepper jungle air horn hit in Ableton Live 12, but we're not treating it like a random one-shot. We're turning it into a proper arrangement tool, something that can punch through a break, mark a section change, and bring that rude, ravey tension you want in drum and bass. The big idea here is simple. Think in roles, not just sounds. This horn can be a lead, a transition cue, a rhythmic fill, or a call and response answer to the snare. Before you start automating anything, decide what job the horn is supposed to do in your track. That decision will shape every move after it. Start by loading a strong air horn sample, or any rave horn, brass stab, or synth hit that already has attitude. Put it on an auto track and get the clip trimmed tightly. You want the transient to hit immediately. Remove any dead air before the attack. And if the sample has a long tail, decide whether you want a short punchy impact or a longer rave-style tail for transitions. If the source is weak, don't worry, we're going to color it hard. Just make sure you leave headroom and don't start with a sample that's already clipped to death. A good starting level is around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before processing. That gives you room to drive it later without choking the chain. Now build a practical device chain. A strong starting point is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus or glue compressor, then auto filter, then echo or delay, and finally a utility. If you want more space, use reverb on a return track instead of stacking it directly on the main hit. First up, EQ8. This is where you clean the horn up and make space for the kick and bass. High pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the sub range. In jungle and DNB, the low end belongs to the kick and the bass movement, not to the horn. If the sample sounds boxy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more presence, boost somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz so it can cut through the break. And if it gets too sharp or painful, tame the 6 to 8 kHz area. A jungle horn should feel aggressive, not like it's drilling into your ears. A good advanced move here is to sweep a narrow band and hunt for ugly resonances. Find the nasty spots, then pull them down gently. This kind of cleanup makes a huge difference once saturation and reverb are added. Next, add saturator. This is where the horn gets attitude and density. Start with dry somewhere between plus 3 and plus 8 dB. Turn soft clip on, and trim the output so you don't smash the next device too hard. Saturation helps the horn stay audible when the break and bass are going full speed underneath it. If the sound feels too polite, push the drive a bit more, then lower the output and listen again. And remember, saturation changes tone, so it often makes sense to EQ again after the stage. After that, put in drum bus. Yes, drum bus on an air horn can absolutely work in this style, as long as you use it with intention. A little drive, a little crunch, and maybe a touch of transience if you want the front edge to bite harder. Usually you want boom off or barely on, because we do not need extra low end from the horn. Drum bus gives the hit that physical, speaker-rattling punch that works so well in steppy jungle. If it gets too dirty, back off the crunch and drive, and clean up the fizz with EQ afterward. Now bring in auto filter. This is where the horn becomes part of the arrangement instead of just a static sample. You can use a low pass sweep into the hit for tension, or a band pass setting if you want a more tunnel-like, rave siren character. One of the best moves in this style is to automate the cutoff, so the horn opens slightly just before the downbeat, then lands full brightness on the one. That tiny movement makes the hit feel like it's inhaling before impact. It's a small gesture, but it adds a lot of drama. After that, decide how much space you want. Echo is great if you want a dubby, ravey tail. Try delay times like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/4 depending on the tempo and feel. Keep feedback moderate, and filter the delay so the low end and harsh highs are under control. Reverb works too, especially as a send. A short, dense reverb with a medium size, a little pre-delay, a low cut around 200 Hz or higher, and a reasonably controlled high cut can make the horn feel huge without turning the mix to mud. In a fast DNB arrangement, short and controlled usually wins over giant and washed out. At the end of the chain, use utility to check width, mono compatibility, and gain trim. Keep the dry core of the hit fairly centered. If you add stereo effects, check how it folds down to mono. If the horn disappears in mono, the sound is probably too dependent on widening, so back that off and rely more on harmonic richness. As a rough guide, aim for the processed horn to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB if it's functioning as a one-shot accent. Now we color it for the jungle vibe. You can go in two main directions. One is a dark warehouse horn, high pass the low end, and saturation. Use a mild band pass flavor, keep the reverb short, and slightly reduce the highs. that's perfect for darker rollers and steppers. The other is a rave alarm horn, brighter EQ in the upper mids, a little more echo, some stereo width, and a quick pre-drop sweep. That's more classic jungle energy, more warning siren, more hands in the air tension. At this point, the important thing is not just how the horn sounds solo, but how it behaves in the arrangement. Place it in an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase with intention. A good template is drums and bass establishing the foundation in bars 1 through 4, a horn response or tension hit in bar 5, then another strong horn accent around bar 7 or 8 to signal the next section. Then bring in a variation at bar 9, maybe filtered, maybe delayed, maybe reversed into the next downbeat. Use the horn-like punctuation. Put it on the 1 for a section marker. Put it on beat 3 for a syncopated stab. Place it before the snare as a pickup. Use it after a fill to punctuate the break edit. In jungle, the horn works best when it feels like it's answering the drums and bass, not just sitting on top of them. And this is where the coach note matters. Leave a hole for it. If the horn is not landing hard enough, the issue is often that the drums and bass are too continuous. Make a tiny gap right before the hit. Mute a slice of the break. Pull the bass back for a moment, or create a brief space with arrangement. That little pocket gives the horn somewhere to land, and suddenly it feels bigger without needing extra volume. Don't repeat the same exact horn hit every time. Variation is key. Make one version dry and direct for intro tension. Make another version more saturated and wider for the drop. Make a third version filtered and delayed for breakdowns or fills. You can also shift pitch for phrase movement. Try plus 3 to plus 7 semitones for urgency, or minus 2 to minus 5 for a heavier, darker statement. Even a small pitch change can turn a looped accent into something that feels composed. You can also alternate transient shapes. One version can be short and snappy, another can have a softer attack, and a third can hold a slightly longer tail. Then place those versions in different sections so the arrangement evolves with the energy of the track. Another strong move is to build a ghost version, a low-level copy with heavier filtering, less transient, and a longer reverb tail. Keep it tucked behind the main horn. It should be felt more than heard, adding size without stealing focus. If you want a more advanced, rugged character, resample the processed horn back into audio. Once you bounce it, you can cut it tighter, reverse parts of the tail, chop it rhythmically, and re-import it for another pass of processing. That kind of commit early workflow can make the arrangement much easier, because now the horn becomes an actual musical event instead of a bunch of live device changes. You can also use parallel processing. Duplicate the horn, process the copy more aggressively with saturation, brighter EQ, maybe a short slap delay or a little reverb, and then blend that underneath the clean version. The original gives you punch, the processed layer gives you grime and attitude. If you want even more edge, a touch of bit reduction or downsampling can add that worn, digital rave texture. Just use it lightly. The goal is texture, not turning the horn into static. For the arrangement itself, remember the call and response idea. Let the snare fill, then answer with the horn. Let the bass re-enter, then throw a horn echo on the next bar. Build a three-stage tension moment with a filtered horn whisper, then a reverse tail, then the full hit on the one. That kind of sequencing feels deliberate and makes the track easier to follow. Also check the horn against the snare first. If both are loud in the same frequency area, the impact gets blurry. In that case, make one slightly darker, drier, or more centered so they don't fight. If the horn lands on top of the kick or bass hit, a subtle sidechain compressor can help. Fast attack, short to medium release, and just a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough to let the drum transient breathe. A strong practice move is to build a 16-bar phrase using one main horn hit, one darker filtered variation, and one reverse pickup into the downbeat. Put the main horn around bar 5, the filtered version around bar 7, and the reverse pickup on the last beat before bar 9. Then automate filter cutoff, reverb send, or echo feedback so each hit feels like part of the journey. The goal is to make the horn direct the arrangement. It should tell the listener where the energy is going. If you've done it right, the horn won't feel like decoration. It will feel like a feature element, dark, rude, and perfectly timed to the groove. So the full workflow is, pick a strong source, trim it tight, shape it with EQ, add saturation and drum bus for grit, move it with auto filter, give it controlled space with echo or reverb, check mono and gain with utility, and then arrange it around phrase boundaries with variation and automation. Once you do that, the air horn stops being just a sample and becomes a signature DNB impact event. Now go build it, and make that horn hit like it means business.